Hi, everybody. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Lauren.
And this is Sister Sisterwise.
This is season 17, episode 3.
The one in which we hate Cody even more than we did the first two.
Oh, he's terrible.
Listen, Christine was very mean.
So mean. She's the worst. The worst. Man. God. And Janelle gets thrown in there too at one point.
Listen, Janelle's not taking any shit from anybody.
She is not, and I love it so I do much. Too. So much.
I do too.
So you got any new, housekeeping?
Nothing new is happening except that I was Girl Scouting it again this weekend, and you were handling the social media and such.
Yes. We got, I don't know if you looked, we got lots of responses on the holiday movies.
No. What were the people's favorites?
Yeah. Yeah, we got lots of responses on people's favorites. There was some old ones that I've never seen, which I should have seen, like Miracle on 34th Street.
If no one said Four Christmases, I will riot.
Nobody said Four Christmases, but somebody said Family Stone.
Oh my God. Okay, should we tell that story?
She said she makes her husband and teenage boys watch it every year.
Okay, we went to go see Family Stone in the movie theater, and it's sad if you haven't seen it before.
Yes.
So everybody's like weeping at the end. And then what did we, one of us had to go to the bathroom or something, so we went in the bathroom.
At the end, we were weeping, and then we looked at each other and started laughing, and then we both had to pee, and we barely made it to the bathroom because we were laughing so hard.
Then like, okay, I'm one of those people that like, if something's really uncomfortable, I will laugh. I can't help it. And so we're in the bathroom, and this is not the first nor the last time that this happens to me in a movie theater. If I go to a movie with a sad something and everybody's in the bathroom sniffling afterwards, I will laugh. I'm so sorry. So I'm just up in the bathroom laughing at this horrible.
We are terrible people. Also, great movie, though. Oh, it was a great movie.
I don't know. Does it age well? We haven't seen it in a while.
I think it does.
I haven't seen it since then, I don't think.
I don't know. Somebody said Little Women. We also got our Fred Claus. Have you seen that one?
Yeah.
The Santa Claus.
Of course. A classic.
Are you excited about the fourth movie?
You know what? I am, because I'm not mad about any of the Santa Clauses, to be honest with you.
No, I'm not either. I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah.
Christmas Vacation. Two people said it.
Okay.
Someone also threw in Home Alone, which is terrible.
Oh, you bite your tongue. And Home Alone 2 is the best Home Alone.
Awful. All of them are awful.
Oh, you bite your tongue.
Elf.
Okay, one. Elf is like top five.
Miracle on 34th Street.
You know, I've never seen that.
I haven't either. And Santa Claus is Coming to Town, which I've also never seen.
Yes, you have.
No, I have not.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
The claymation one?
No. I don't think that's what it is.
Let me Google.
I think it's the old one.
Yeah, bro. It's this one.
Show me. Oh, is it that one? I've seen that one.
Yeah.
That's not what, whenever I...
You know, put one foot in front of the other.
It's, you know, the Snow Miser and Heat Miser, man.
Are the Heat Miser, Snow Miser in that one? I can never remember.
Oh, I thought so.
Love them.
I'm Mr. Heat Miser. I'm Jesus. Mr. Sun.
Da-da-da. Okay, so what else was there? What else?
That was it. That was all of them.
Nobody said a Christmas story?
No one said a Christmas story. Is it a travesty? That's a fucking terror. That's worse than Home Alone. Yeah.
Listen, it's a good movie. Don't hate.
I personally like the OG Grinch movie.
Not the Jim Carrey version?
No, the one that's like 30 minutes long.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is my favorite, and it is also my favorite book to read.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. So,
I mean, you know me, I love some cheesy Hallmark Christmas movies. But
I was really surprised that there wasn't a single Hallmark movie named.
My favorite ones are the ones that are from like several years ago.
Naughty or Nice.
Oh, Naughty or Nice, for
that
real.
That might be my favorite one.
Annie Claus is a good one.
Oh, that is a good one. Yes.
But what's the one with Stevie before she was Stevie and Joey Lawrence?
Oh, I don't know. What is
it? Oh, have you, hang on. What's
there's so many.
Hold on. What is Stevie Emily Hampshire?
What about, because I know you know this one, the one with the redheaded lady who gets off the plane and she gets taken to her boyfriend's house by her boyfriend's brother, and then it ends up not being her boyfriend.
Okay.
Yes.
Hold on. It's called Hitched for the Holidays.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That one's a good one.
Have you seen that one?
Yeah.
Where she's Jewish and he's Catholic and they have to like pretend to be whatever. That one, the one that you're talking about is where he's like a clockmaker or something.
Yes.
And then
she has the clock at the beginning.
Yes. And she spends like a bunch of time there and then realizes that, you know, I have this on DVD.
Yes, I know you do. What is it called?
Hold on, Hallmark Christmas
This is why I said I know
movie.
you know it, because I knew you had it on DVD.
A Very Merry Mix-Up is what it's
Yes,
called.
that's a good one. That's a good
It
one. I like
is
it.
classic.
It is. I like it.
Not Your Nicest Peak, a Hallmark movie though. That's like a top three at least.
Oh yeah. It's
Yeah.
probably my favorite.
It's a good one.
It
Also,
is.
Liam's favorite is the one with Candace Cameron Bure, who I know is problematic. Okay, nobody DM me and tell me. I know. I also am fully aware of how pasty white these Hallmark movies are. Okay, but this one with Candace Cameron Bure, and she is like a doctor, and she goes to Alaska, and she quits to
Yes.
get a job there, and then it ends up
Yes.
being like Santa's workshop and everything.
Right. I have no idea what it's called, but I do know what you're
Me
talking about.
neither, but it's good.
Yes, it is a good one. It
Oh
is.
boy. So anyways,
Love it.
yes.
Classics.
Well, I appreciate a good. Oh my God. Also, no one said Love Actually.
No.
First of all, I'm gonna need everybody to get on the Love Actually train
Yes.
immediately. Don't
Yes.
watch it if you haven't ever watched it. Don't watch it with your kids around, because
Oh, God, no.
there's some naked people and some
There's
fucking
some porn.
with
Like,
the hot with Bilbo Baggins.
stop it.
It's Bilbo.
No. Oh my God.
Oh my
My
God.
favorite is the beginning when what's his name is singing that song.
Yes.
Yes. I cannot for the life of me think how that song goes right now, but I love it so
Know,
much.
I feel it in my fingers.
Oh yes. I feel it in my fingers.
You're doing the
And you
dance.
know he's like all crouched down too. I feel it in my toes. Feel it in my toes.
Oh my God, I'm watching this tonight.
Bill Nye, isn't that his name? Yes.
Yes.
Is it Bill?
I don't know. It's
I
something
don't know.
Nye.
It's Nye. Yeah.
Do you know that that's not streaming like anywhere? Because I like to watch that every year at Christmas. And if I don't catch it on TV, I have to like pull out the DVD of it.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. It's so good though.
Oh, it's a classic.
While we're talking about movies, because I keep
Yes.
forgetting to say this to you, two things. When I unpacked my movies recently, I found A Lot Like Love,
Oh, yeah.
which is absolutely your copy, but I'm keeping it forever because it's phenomenal. I also found Sugar and Spice, which I also think is yours.
Oh my God, you can't find that streaming anywhere.
No, I know. I know.
I almost bought another copy of it because you can't find it anywhere.
Well, it's at my house.
I just bought a copy of, speaking of Hallmark movies, I just bought a copy of, and I swear to God, this is the name of this, Growing the Big One.
Stop it.
It
No.
is a fall.
That's terrible.
It's a
No.
fall themed one with Shannen Doherty in it that is
Oh,
so
God.
good. And they don't play it very much anymore, so I had to buy the
Yes.
DVD.
Alongside of Sugar and Spice was the Together soundtrack.
Oh my God.
Yes. Which brings me to the good old MTV movie that you can't find anywhere.
What was it called?
Jailbait.
Jailbait. Oh my God. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
If you people know what we're talking about, you let us know because no one ever knows what this is.
No, you can get it in like other countries on like Amazon and shit, but you can't get it in the United States. I mean, it's no surprise why, because you can find the trailer online
I
and it's
know. Like,
terrible.
I know. I can't believe.
I don't know how we watched it.
By the way, for whatever reason, somewhere, I can't even remember what we were watching. I don't know if it was an old movie, but anyways, it was a trailer for the Kirsten Dunst movie where she's like a teenager that's
16 and
pregnant,
pregnant.
16 and pregnant. And I was like, oh my God, I've seen this movie 100 times. And Aaron looked at me
Yes.
like, what is wrong with you?
Oh, it's so good. It's so
I
good.
know.
Yes.
Listen, we were on a real Kirsten Dunst kick for a while.
We
Speaking of
were.
Kirsten Dunst and Sugar and Spice, what is the name of the movie that she's in that came out around that same time that's also like something and something? I don't think we've ever seen it. People have been quoting it recently.
Oh, I don't know. She did Crazy Beautiful,
No, no, no,
which I
no. It's,
saw. I thought we both saw that.
yeah, I think that we did. Kirsten, by the way, people who are listening to this, right, this absolutely off the rails shit show already, know what I'm talking about and are yelling it at their headphones. Hold on, what is it called? That's 1997, so I went too far. Drop Dead Gorgeous. Sorry, it's three words. Drop Dead Gorgeous. It's not two.
Oh,
But I've never seen it. People have been
I don't
quoting it
think
a
I have
lot.
either. I don't think I've seen it.
I need to see it.
We need to see it. Yes,
It's another
yes.
one you can't find anywhere.
Of course, of course. So, last topic of movies before we move on to the actual show.
Yeah, because we're in off the rails today.
Yes. On the ticky-tackies, there's currently a trend where people are asking for you to like name something you, a movie you quote all the time and nobody has any idea what you're talking about. And every single time one comes up, it's never the ones that I want to put on there, which I don't make
The good
TikToks.
girl.
Like, in your corner, bitch, get in your corner.
Literally, no one has seen that movie. I do not
No,
understand.
I quote that all the time.
Me
And like,
too.
nobody knows what I'm talking about. And they
You're
just
the
look at me like
only
I'm
person
crazy.
I know who knows what that is.
Yes,
What
yes.
is wrong?
Also, we quote the pack your shit. And I don't know if anybody knows what that's from. Nobody that I have ever run into knows what it is.
Well, once Norman Reedus was on
Walking Dead.
Walking Dead, then people went back in his back catalog and found
Sure.
Boondock Saints and started to talk about it. But before that, back in, 2001, whenever we were wearing
Yeah.
crusty old Boondock Saints t-shirts and
Stop.
shit,
Gross.
I don't know what year it was, but
Crusty. Oh no, not crusty.
the
Yes.
day that
I
I
love
met
it.
Aaron, I was wearing my Boondock Saints t-shirt and it was old and falling apart.
Yeah.
And I bought a different shirt to wear so that I met him in something else. Also, he wouldn't have known what it was because so many people have not seen that movie.
Yeah. It's like Donnie Darko, I feel like, is making a comeback. Nobody knew what that was when it came out.
Man, that movie's fucking heavy.
They have the Donnie Darko, like the bunny character in Call of Duty.
Oh, that's
Yeah.
why.
That's
Yeah.
why. Yeah. So.
Okay. Speaking of TikTok, and this actually is on topic for Sister Wives.
Oh,
If
tell
you
me.
guys, well, because I sent it to you.
The ramen
If
hair.
it is everywhere, every single group that I'm in has posted this TikTok.
Yes.
Our friend who doesn't know she's our friend,
Yes.
the SC Realtor. What is
Danielle
her?
the Screelitter.
Danielle the Screelitter. Danielle the SC Realtor. She made the funniest fucking TikTok I've ever seen in my life with her wearing you. All you have to do is go look at her TikTok and find the one where she's got ramen packets strapped to the side of her head.
Yes.
I'm telling you, I'm not going to spoil it for you. I'm telling you, go find it. It's the fun. It is just
It's so
so spot
great.
on. It's so good.
And it pertains to this episode, this season, this
Yes.
episode. So,
Yes.
yeah.
It is so good.
That is not the first time that she has made videos with ramen on her head like that.
Oh, okay. Well, it's the most recent ramen-headed one.
Yes, yes.
It is excellent.
It's phenomenal. She's great.
Yeah.
She is
So go
great.
find that. And also, if anybody knows Danielle the Skrillitter, you tell her we're big fans. She needs to come on our show.
Yes. I
Oh
think
my
when I
God.
share a Sister Wives TikTok to you, it's always hers.
I know, right? Well,
Yeah.
it wasn't even you that shared it with me. Other
No,
people were
I
sending it
know.
to me this time. And I was
I
like, holy
know.
shit,
That was the
when
first time
worlds
I saw
collide.
it too. I hadn't seen hers yet. I hadn't seen that new
Oh,
ones.
it's so good.
I love it.
All right. Well, you want to jump into this?
Yeah, let's get into it. This opens up to an outside shot of Tony McKelty's apartment
Yes, in St. George.
in St. George. Okay, this looks like the houses that are out there. I thought it was a house when it first popped up, and then it
Okay.
said Tony McKelty's apartment.
I have 100 questions about this happening in an apartment, but we'll get there.
I know. I know. Whew, man. So Christine's talking about how it's her and Cody's anniversary, and she doesn't consider herself married to him anymore. She says it's 6 weeks since their conversation, and she has not told the Sister Wives or Truly.
Okay, the thing about her just not considering herself married anymore. How wild is that? Like when you're legally married and you have to go through the whole divorce and it's like a whole lengthy process, and then Christine's just like, you know what, we're done here.
We're done. Yep. It's crazy. And later on, she talks about how she doesn't know like when they were officially divorced or when they
Right.
were officially done, you know?
Right,
Yeah.
right.
So it's been 6 weeks she hasn't told him.
Right.
Like, he thinks it's a big deal. He's like, well, she hasn't even told him, so it's not real.
Yes, but that's it. Like his reasoning is that if she's not doing this, then it must mean that I can convince her to stay.
Right. But here's the thing. She's not like that close to her sister wives. You know what I mean? Like that close that she needs to immediately tell them.
And the one she's close to already knows,
Girl, she
surely.
already knows. Come on now. She already told Madison.
Right.
Come on now.
Right. Yes. Also, why can't Cody tell them? I mean, I know it's because he said that he doesn't want to seem unmanly, but like, shouldn't it be his job to go and tell them?
Right. He doesn't think so.
He's a fucking crybaby.
Could you imagine him ever doing that by himself? Please.
He can't do shit by himself.
No, he can't.
He can't even order a COVID test for his own daughter by himself.
We'll get to that. We'll get
Oh,
to that.
boy.
Some people just don't do that, okay?
Jesus.
So he had asked her before she went out of town if they were going to post anything on social media. And she said, absolutely not. I'm not going to pretend we're not posting anything. He said he did it as a test
A test of what?
to see if she was real, if she was serious about leaving him.
This is the thing that tips him over the edge into understanding that it was real, is that she didn't make a fucking Facebook post about him.
Right. He also said, and to protect the kids. Protect them from what? They all know.
Right.
They all know.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh my God. He then says, it's the first time I've been able to say, okay, she's serious about this. And then he immediately said, but I think I want to keep testing it.
First of all, he is so confused. controlling. It's so disgusting.
Uh-huh.
And all, like, he's so delusional.
He is delusional. He, like, I don't understand why he's, like, not convinced this isn't happening. You know what I mean? Like, why is this so hard for him to comprehend?
I honestly think that he just expects her, just like Mary, to just be in a miserable marriage forever.
Yes.
For the sake of him getting to heaven or whatever the fuck.
Yes. The very next thing he says, man, it makes me want to hurt him. Okay.
Yeah. Please.
He says, you never know when she's going to realize the life she is looking to create somewhere else isn't going to be any better than what she already has.
Because you're such a fucking prize.
Bro, the life she has already created since she left your ass is already better than what she had before.
Also, she's already created a life that does not involve you.
Yes.
And not because that's what she wanted, but because that's what you wanted.
But also she wanted.
Well, but you know what I'm saying. But yes, like, originally, no, yes, she didn't want that.
Right. He did this.
Yes.
He did this.
That's the thing, right? Is that he can't see that he's remotely responsible for any of this.
Right.
It's wild.
He still, during this episode, is blaming it on COVID.
Oh my God. He's so delusional about the COVID thing.
Oh my God. Like, get off the COVID train at this point. It is
beyond. And also, we're in April of 2021, right?
Yes.
Like, by that point, we've all calmed the fuck down when it comes to the COVID protocols, as he keeps saying.
Right. Sure have.
But
Christine talks about taking off the rings and how it felt so good to take them off.
Uh-huh.
She says that it would have been their 27th anniversary.
That's just sad.
Isn't it? That's a lot of years.
Yeah,
that's
it's a ton of years.
I like what she says here. She says, we had a lot of great times and we have wonderful kids. She said, we are who we are because of our marriage. So it's not a failure.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes on to talk about like intimacy and stuff. But I really like what she said because like when I look back originally, when I first like separated from my husband,
yeah,
I was like mad about things that had happened. It eventually got to the point where I was like, you know what, like if this stuff hadn't happened, you know, my kids wouldn't be here,
right,
and
right.
I wouldn't have learned the things that I learned, you know. So like, there are good things that come out of my marriage. Like, it wasn't a failure,
right?
It happened for a reason, you know what I mean? And like, it's really good to see that she's already like realizing that, and it's not going to be like a struggle for her.
I guess like the thing for me is that she's was married to him for so long, and I'm not saying she's old because she's not old, but like, he really stole from her like the peak years of her life.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? By dragging her along through this shit when he didn't want to be married to her to begin with.
Right.
And you're right. She wouldn't have the kids. She would have different kids or whatever. She'd married somebody else. But it's just so upsetting that 27 years went by and were wasted with this fucking idiot who didn't like her to begin with.
Right. She's coming out good in the end, though. And I think it has a lot to do with the amount of time that she has had to realize all of this shit. And to like deal with it essentially on her own.
You know, they always talk about how, well, some of them, Janelle mostly, always talks about how being in a plural marriage actually makes you more independent.
Yes.
So that probably is to her benefit that she'd already learned how to be without him 3 days of the week or three days out of four.
Right.
You know
what I mean? Third and sixth day.
Right. But you know, so that she could like understand that, hey, I can do this by myself, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So they talk about intimacy. Cody says intimacy needs trust and attraction. I don't know why he threw in attraction, because then he focused on the trust thing. He like backtracked.
Also, have you looked in a fucking mirror?
For real.
Like, I listen, here's the thing. I can say this because Cody is a colossal piece of shit.
Uh-huh.
I'm not about like, what I want to say, appearance shaming or anything, but like, Christine is gorgeous.
But when you're, yes. And when you're gonna shit talk someone else's appearance, like, you better be fucking fine if you're gonna do that. And he is not.
Right.
There is nothing special about that man's appearance.
The fact that he can stand there with a straight face and say that he's not physically attracted to Christine is bonkers.
Listen, I'm physically attracted to Christine, you know what I'm saying?
Oh God.
Damn.
Jesus.
He's ridiculous. This is where he says she was mean. He thought she was being mean.
Yes. He said it like such a fucking baby.
Christine
was just being mean.
He is a baby.
That is the only thing that we talked about before recording was our reactions to him saying, you know, because he
She's
was
being
being
mean.
mean. We both watched this in our car while our, I mean, in separate cars, obviously, because we're two different places, but in our car while kids were in, you know,
Sports
sports
activities or
and
whatever.
dance and whatever. And I'm in the car completely by myself, just fucking cackling whenever he said that out loud. It was just so absurd.
I had a child in my car, and every time I would pause to write something down, I would be like, he's such an idiot, or he's such a baby. And she'd be like, who are we talking about?
She was trying to get the hot goss,
Oh,
you
she
know.
was. She's nosy. Nosy. So Cody gets very angry during this scene.
Shocking.
And he says, we're not having intimacy until you get this straight.
The way that he speaks like she is a child.
What the fuck does that even mean?
Listen, I know I've said this before, but I swear to God, if my husband talked to me that way, or if I saw it on television, him talking to me that way, I'd be like, come
Yes.
fucking at me, motherfucker,
Say it
because
to my
we're
face.
about to brawl. All right.
Man.
Look, I'm not very strong, but I will fight you over
Yes.
this.
Oh, God. He does say, he admits that he should have said, instead of getting angry, that we've got things to work on.
But I don't
But
know if he
he
actually
never,
believes that.
I don't think he believes it, but he never actually said it.
Right.
Like, even if you thought that, you have to actually say it.
Right.
Oh, God.
I want to say that he said that in order to save face on television, but I don't think that's the
Television.
case either because he says the dumbest shit. And like, do you not hear yourself?
Well, just before that, he was yelling about, withholding intimacy.
Right.
She don't want to be intimate with you. You're nasty. God.
You nasty.
You're nasty.
Oh, God.
Christine says the future is so huge and unknown, and she wishes she could move to Utah right now, and it's not moving as fast as she would like it to be. She says that Isabel and Gwendolyn are still at home, and they will both be moving out when they go to college. So, does that mean Gwendolyn is staying in Flagstaff to go to college?
I would assume, because she
Because,
said she was staying.
right, so we talked, like last episode, we talked about her staying in Flagstaff, and clearly it's not for Cody.
Right.
We said maybe it was the girlfriend, but maybe it's
Right.
college.
Right, maybe. Yeah.
Or both. Who knows?
Right.
But right.
That also implies she took a gap year, which good for her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Take a gap
Absolutely.
year, people. Ain't nobody know what they want to do with their lives whenever they're 18, okay?
Listen, I still don't know what I want to do with my life.
Me neither.
Okay. And I'm 25. So
You've been 25 for a lot of years, my friend.
yes, ma'am, I have. Christine says she's moving in September. Does she move in September or does she move in October?
Don't know.
Because for some reason, I remember her house selling in October, and maybe she moved to September and then the house sold after that. But
Yeah, maybe.
Cody says, I didn't have any contact with Christine on our anniversary, and it was an affirmation that it was over. And then it immediately follows with, but I'm still wondering.
Oh my God. Like, also, do you not hear yourself? I didn't contact her, and that was an affirmation that she doesn't want to talk to me.
Right.
God. He's so stupid.
He then turns into another child again in this scene and says that he thinks she told all the kids and that those who are in the rumor mill know.
What does that mean? You fucking baby.
The cool kids are talking about him behind his back.
Thinks he's still in high school. Holy
He
shit.
does. He does. So on to the COVID meeting.
Oh my God. Okay.
This, the beginning of this.
Look, if that screen showing the three of them all individual and him and Robin being on top of each other isn't just the definition of the Brown family marriage, I don't know what is.
I also love how it opens with them going, oh, look, here comes Mary. Like as if they didn't think she was coming to the meeting.
Right, they hadn't seen her in months, so.
Months in months. Oh my God. So to start this meeting off, Christine says, like, it's an important meeting because we have two major things that have happened. And then it cuts to Cody on the couch, and he's like, it seems like Christine's trying to run our meeting. She thinks she's taking charge
Insane.
of it.
He's insane.
Yes. This
Like,
is the beginning of him talking about how she has an attitude that she doesn't want to be or to, be around them or to, submit herself to the groups once.
this would be like if we got on Zoom to record just now and I happened to be the first person to talk. Hello,
Yes.
how was your day? And you were like, oh, there's Nicole trying to run the thing again.
I know.
It's
She
crazy.
like she did not say anything that was out of line of her like
No.
controlling the meeting. She
Right.
just said like, oh yeah, it's an important meeting because Yes.
Also, if she had to say it first, it means you weren't saying it. So, like,
Right.
if you
And
want to be in charge, then step up.
as we see, he runs the meeting.
Oh.
Okay. And I think that's probably what it was, is that she said something so that he was like, oh, what? I can't run the meeting. He then says that he hasn't seen Christine or Janelle in a while, or even Mary.
The way that he said that,
Toss her in at the end.
like as though he normally sees her, but this time he just hadn't.
Yeah, you know he doesn't see her. I think he forgot that she
No,
exists.
I
I
think so too.
really
And
think that he forgot she exists.
also you literally just admitted that the only person you see is Robin.
Correct.
Right. So congratulations, dummy.
He asked Janelle how things are in North Carolina. She is so short with him.
I know.
Things are great. The kids are
I loved
cute.
it. I loved it.
I loved it too. Okay, so here's my
Every
thought.
second of it.
Okay, because she's like done with him. She's like fed up with all
Oh,
of his bullshit with the COVID. I
yeah.
think that she is giving him just the smallest amount of information and nothing extra
I
because
think so
he's
too.
not willing to go and talk to his own kids.
Right. And it really is like a defense mechanism or something. Like she's I don't want to have to divorce him and whatever, so I'm gonna do the bare fucking minimum. Do
Yes.
you know what I mean?
Yes, and it is the bare minimum.
Oh boy, I loved it.
It's good here. Kids are great. Kids are cute, she
Also,
said.
that's exactly how I talk to people when I'm pissed off at them.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The way that she talked to him at the beginning, yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Yes, I loved it so much. She then says that he has his opinions on travel, but I need to see my kids. And then she says, "You can choose and I'll choose," because that's what he says to them all the time.
And you know what? To be honest with you, that Janelle and Christine both have chosen their children as they
Yes.
should, because he's
Yes.
garbage. But like he can't get over that. Like
Right.
he wants them to choose him and not his children with
Right,
them.
right. He also says he's experiencing some wish that he could be there. Is that a thing?
And also it's bullshit.
Oh,
You don't
it's
give a fuck.
absolutely bullshit. If you wanted to be there, you would be there. They're your fucking children. You'd be there.
They're your children and your grandchildren, you piece of garbage.
Yes.
When
He
you hear the
then.
women like Christine and Janelle talk about their grandkids, and then the lack of Cody talking about or seeing his grandkids is like so the opposite. You know what I
Yes,
mean? It's
right.
so clear when you hear them talk about it and you hear him not talk about it.
Right. Don't you worry, because he knows all about Robin's kids. So, all about him.
Okay.
He asks Christine how McKelty is, and she says she's very excited. She's having real contractions. And then it talks about McKelty living with Cody before, or McKelty living with Robin before Robin and Cody got married.
Yes, wait, hang on. So the fact that he has to it the, that whole conversation about the kids made me think that even with people who are not Christine, like even with Janelle and Mary, there's no conversation between them about what the kids are up to.
Right.
Like imagine your kids being grown or something and then just not knowing what's going on with their lives. Like it's
Right.
wild to
Right.
me. You only know when you get together on a Zoom meeting every couple of months.
The bare minimum.
Ugh. But anyways, yes, McKelty at Robbins.
Did you know that she lived with Robin?
I didn't know.
I didn't either. I was like, is this something that I just missed?
And when we went back and did a rewatch and we were up to season three, when Robin first started coming around and stuff, I didn't get the impression that McKelty cared for her.
No, I didn't either. It was surprising when they said this.
Yes.
So Robin's invited to the birth, but
Ugh.
she's trying to work it out because of COVID. You know, she can't actually be there.
Can these people get a fucking grip?
So then Christine says, this midwife has done like 60,000 births.
That seems like too many. That seems like more than what's reasonable.
And maybe it is. She may be exaggerating because, like, you know, that's what you
Don't
do when you're like
know.
excited about things.
I'm not a medical professional in the slightest, but that seems like a lot of births.
Well, so here's what I'm thinking, because it does seem like a lot, but it may not be far off. When you work in the hospital, you work a 12-hour shift, because she probably, you know, because you have to go through lots of schooling and lots of work and stuff before you can become a midwife. So she probably, if she was working 12-hour shifts, you know, say you deliver
That's
a baby
true.
one every hour. You have multiple
Yeah.
patients, you know, it's probably not one every hour, but still, 12 babies a shift. 3 days a week for however many years.
I guess I was thinking about those, North Carolina secret midwives. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
Because
right,
you
right,
can't
right.
have a baby at home in North Carolina.
Right.
And so they're there for like hours and hours and hours while
Yes.
you're in labor. Yeah.
Yes, correct. Correct. So that's my guess as to why the number
That
is so
makes
high.
sense.
I still think it's a little high, but I think she was just excited and over exaggerating like people do.
Listen, I'm not mad at her. I'm mad at Cody.
Well, Cody is, because he cuts her
Listen.
off and he says, okay, maybe 5,000, maybe 1,000, but 60,000, it's ridiculous.
He said it like as though he were grasping for things to talk about. Do you know what
He
I'm
just wanted to
saying?
cut her off.
Right.
Right. Also, I also exaggerate numbers. And
Sure.
I always say to the kids something like, I called you six times. And one day Olivia goes, why do you always say six? It's never six. And I'm like, well, that's just the number I throw out. Okay. I
Right,
don't know
right.
why you called me out on it.
Right.
Oh God. So they talk about the new policies at school for COVID. The schools are opening up. Janelle says Savannah's staying home. And then Cody says in his little armchair confessional that Robin's kids are all going to stay home because
Of
Solomon's doing so
course.
well at home and, Brianna's going to stay home, whatever. And then Isabel's a senior. She wants to go to school with her friends.
Yes.
So Christine asks Cody if that means he can't come over anymore if she goes back to school in person. He has zero input, nothing to say. Janelle tries to say that like the protocols are really strict and like everybody's got to wear a mask. Cody talks about people sitting in the same room, breathing the same air. I can't.
Listen, the amount of privilege coming out of this motherfucker's mouth that he doesn't have to go into work.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? And therefore, everybody in his house can stay home and
Right.
nobody's being exposed to anything because he doesn't have to go into a job is absurd. Like, how many people still had to go in to work during COVID? Because if they didn't, they would starve. Do you know what
Yeah,
I'm saying?
absolutely.
And then also, I thought it was kind of wild that this was like the first time that they were letting people back into schools. Did it really take that long?
Yeah, well, it was a year after COVID started.
That is a year,
That
yeah.
is a year.
Is
April.
that when they started letting people into schools a year later?
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
It's all like a big blur anymore, you know?
Yeah. So March is when COVID hit, March 2020, and then they pulled kids out of school very shortly after that.
Right.
And then they did virtual until the following spring,
Okay.
basically. And then some schools went back. Some went back like a couple days a week and did online virtual a couple days a week, that
Okay.
kind of thing. And then
I couldn't
by
remember when it
August,
happened.
by August, basically everybody was back full time.
Yeah, of 21.
21, yeah.
Yeah. It's been 2.5 years since COVID started. I just
I
want you to
know.
know.
I know.
God.
God. Cody basically says that if she goes back to school, then like everything's changed with going over to Christine's house.
Like you were even going over there to begin
That's
with.
what I'm fucking saying. Oh my God.
God.
Janelle is really trying to make it work so that he can see Isabel.
Because she's pissed, I think.
She is. I think she is too. She says that it sucks that she has to choose between her dad and her friends.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be a choice that she has to make.
Right. And also, if he lived at Christine's, if he had one wife, which was Christine, and Isabel went back to school, you wouldn't be able to just leave your house because your kid went to school. Do you know what I'm saying? You'd still
Right.
see your kid.
Right.
Again, the amount of privilege from this man's mouth.
He says that he thinks that Christine and Janelle are trying to pin him down because they want to catch him in some kind of COVID protocol hypocrisy.
He is nuts. He is nuts.
Like, has he seriously lost his mind?
He has cracked.
Like, what they're, I feel like what, and because Christine has asked him numerous times, like, are you still going to be able to come over or are you not? I think
Right.
she wants a straight answer.
I think she wants him to do the right thing, which is see his kids, and she's giving
Right.
him the opportunity. And I think Janelle is too, giving him the opportunity to do the right thing. And instead of doing the right thing, he's flipping it around and acting like it's some kind of trap.
Yes, right.
It's maddening. I swear to God. If, oh, God.
Yes. Janelle steps it up a notch and asks him when he feels like he'll be able to go back to having a normal life again. And then she's like, at what point is the infection rate low enough? She says in the interview by herself that she was crossing a line by asking that, but she couldn't keep her mouth shut. Is that
Okay.
crossing a line?
Well, a little later on, Robin says something along the lines of, I didn't want to speak ill of Cody or something like that. I think they're all afraid to like be to question him, which is insane.
It's crazy. It's crazy. That's something that I would ask my husband if we were in this situation. Except it wouldn't have been that nice.
Listen, I am pushing Aaron's buttons every day. Like, there's not a day that goes by where I'm not questioning something. So I can't get my head around not questioning. Also, I want to know if he has ever even taken into consideration something like an infection rate. Do you know what I'm saying?
I doubt it.
I don't think that his protocols, as they say, actually have any basis in any solid information that anyone's coming out with. And she's challenging him on that.
Yes, because I can guarantee that Janelle knows all the numbers,
You're
all the
right.
statistics,
You're
and the
right.
infection rates and everything like that.
Of all the people involved in the Brown situation, she's the one that
She's the
knows.
one. She's the one. So his answer to her,
Yes.
when I feel comfortable that I couldn't get it and spread it to somebody else.
That will be never.
That's never, sir. That's never.
That will be never. Largest
Like,
interface.
he's the dumbest person I've ever met in my life.
You know what? I really feel like he likes to have control, obviously. And every time they question him about something with this COVID thing, he feels like he's losing control. And
Yes.
so he just keeps grasping at whatever to try to keep control of the situation.
Well, don't you worry, because he's tired of their snotty attitudes, okay?
I let somebody tell me, a grown woman, that they're tired of my snotty attitude.
Could you imagine if your husband said that about you? Oh
Abso-fucking-lutely
my
not.
God, I'd be dead. We're
Now
done.
listen,
Like, we're done at this point.
generally speaking, I have a shitty attitude, and he has told me before that I had a shitty attitude. But A, he didn't call me snotty, and B, he didn't do it on national television.
Yes. First off, I feel like snotty attitudes are so much worse. And second,
Know.
you are on TV, sir. Everyone is watching you talk shit about your wives.
I think it feels worse because it's demeaning. It's
It
something you
is.
say to a teenager who's being bratty. You know
Right.
what I mean? Your
Right.
snotty attitude. I've had enough of your snotty attitude or whatever.
Right.
He wants to be up here and talk down to them.
Oh,
And
yeah.
that's how he does it, you
For
know?
sure.
And when Janelle comes at him with something that's above his pay grade, like the infection rate, well, he's got to
Yes.
climb right back up on top and talk down to her again.
With her and her snotty attitude, you know.
Right. Also, hate to tell you, Cody, but she's going to be miles above you regardless. You know what I mean?
Oh,
She
always
always
and
knows what's
forever.
up.
Always
That's
and
right.
forever.
That's
Okay.
right.
God. Robin chimes in from the couch and she says, in her head, Cody's relationship with his kids is more important than anything else.
Okay. Did you think that she looked like she disagreed with him while he was talking about this shit? Because I did.
She looks like she disagreed with him for the majority of the things that he said.
I was actually glad to see that look on her face. She
Yes.
looked very uncomfortable.
Yes. She then
Yeah.
says, I understand Isabel's desire to go back to school, but it's something I find really stupid.
I know.
Okay.
Every time I want to do what that person said in our comments and find something nice about her, she says some shit like that.
Okay, she does say nice things later.
Yes.
Okay. Or shitty things about Cody, whatever.
Also known as nice things to the
Also known
rest
as
of us.
nice things, yes. They talk about Gwendolyn and Isabel staying home and how Cody was going to go over there and see them, but they had to get tested first.
Okay.
All right. So he asked Christine if she had scheduled the test. And Christine's like, she has the link. She's 17. She can schedule her own test. Okay.
Yes.
And he says, some people just don't do that stuff.
Okay. This is ballsy coming from the guy that the second the kids turn 18, he wants to completely cut them off. And I am on board with Christine in this. She's
Oh,
17.
absolutely. Yeah.
She's there with her 18-year-old sister or whatever. And if they want to see you, then, and you want to see them or whatever, then they can handle it.
Also, it's April and she goes to school by herself in August. So, like, she's
Right.
got to learn how to do this shit by herself.
Right. And the bigger problem though is that he's not telling them when he's coming over. So he just wants them
Yes.
to like willy-nilly test every, you know, couple days or whatever until he shows up there.
Correct. He is mad at Christine about this, saying that she's rejecting everything they used to do.
Which is what?
Her scheduling all the shit for the kids so that he can just frolic around and do whatever the fuck he wants.
Well, listen. First of all, she's almost an adult, Isabel.
Correct. I also feel like this has nothing to do with Christine and them and him like separating, and it has to do with like Isabel becoming an adult.
Correct. Yes, I think so too.
Yes.
But he's got to find more reasons to be pissed off at her. So,
He hates her all around.
well, he might as well pick a fight with Isabel. It's not like they have a good relationship either. So, why doesn't he just do what he did to Gabe and Garrison and everybody else and just call Isabel and, tell her to stop being a narcissist and make an appointment for a COVID test,
Right? I was waiting for him to call one of the kids a narcissist during this episode.
Oh my
Man.
God.
Robin says that she was waiting for this conversation before she decided what to do with her kids. Okay, but why? You know exactly what you're going to do with your kids.
I was just getting ready to say, you already knew.
And then Cody says, and I don't think Robin thought he was going to say this. It's one of those like foot and mouth things he should have kept to himself. He says, I specifically asked Brianna and Solomon not to go back to school.
That's real fucking controlling.
It is controlling and it's so fucking rude. And Christine makes a good point that
Yes.
Isabel would love to get a phone call from her dad saying, don't go back to school because I want to see you.
Right. This is what I mean when I say, like, he keeps doing these things and saying these things out loud that prove the point that everyone's saying, that Robin is his favorite and that's the only person he cares about. And then he turns around and gets mad at everybody for thinking that.
Yep.
You're literally showing them that.
Absolutely.
Your actions speak louder than your words, friend.
His reason for asking Brianna and not Isabel is because Brianna is not as social as Isabel is.
And also, who did that to her? You, by
You
keeping her
fucker.
inside the house. You know what I mean? God forbid the rest of your wives should let their kids have a healthy social relationship with their friends.
Right. He goes on to set to tell Christine that she needs to make sure that Isabel understands what the choice that is that she is making.
Listen, here's the thing that Cody doesn't understand. Isabel is fully aware of what's happening
Absolutely.
because of the actions of Cody, not the actions of Christine.
Yes, she sees it all.
Right. Christine doesn't have to tell her shit. She already knows.
They all know.
They all know.
Kids pick up on this shit. You can't
That's
just
right.
do this shit and not expect them to pick up on it.
Right.
Janelle's still pushing real hard
Yes.
for Isabel. She suggests going and hanging out in the backyard, and he says, well, I can do that, but it's been a real inconvenience so far, and it's still not that warm.
Somebody made the excellent point online that last episode he was out in the winter snow chipping bark off of a tree, but he can't come sit outside and talk to Isabel.
You know who that was?
Who was it?
Danielle the Screeler.
That's
Right.
right. That's right. I forgot it was on there.
Yes,
Oh,
it's in her
shit.
clip. It's in her clip. I love it. It's he keeps calling it an inconvenience, and it's so frustrating because, like, if there was a reason that I couldn't see my kids all the time, and the only option I had was to see them outside in the winter cold, my ass would be out there every chance I got.
That's
I don't
right.
care how much of an inconvenience it is, I want to see my kids.
Also, as someone who lived in the north, moved to the south, and I'm now back in the north again, guess what happens in places where it's cold? You have the appropriate clothing to be outside, and
Yes.
everybody knows how to appropriately dress to be outside.
Yes.
There's nothing stopping you from going outside to ride fucking horses or snowmobile or all this other bullshit that you've done over the years. You can't sit outside for 15 minutes and talk to your kid.
Apparently not, but he can sit outside for probably more than 15 minutes and shave trees.
That's right.
So
That's right.
maybe he should take
Also,
her to shave trees.
he's not going over there when she's not going to school and going inside the house. So
Right.
what difference does it make whether she goes to school or not?
Well, that was Christine's fault
Of course, right?
because
Yeah.
she wants to travel during COVID.
Right, clearly.
Janelle says it's hard to take it. It's hard not to take it personal when he doesn't want to come over. And then
Of
she's like, it's
course.
your kid. We're all saying the same fucking thing. It's your
Yes,
fucking kid. Oh my
we're all saying
God.
the same thing except for Cody. Like, you are literally the only person saying that you are not in the wrong.
Yep. He says, and this is the part where Robin, this is our positive for Robin today.
Okay, here we go.
He says, when it comes to smaller children, I want to make an effort.
That is so weird, the way that he worded that.
Yes. He says teenage kids don't need parents quite like preteens.
I don't think that's true.
I don't think it is either. And none of his wives agree with him.
That's right.
Robin's making a face beside him like you're a fucking idiot.
Yes,
Mary's
yes.
just laughing. She's just straight up laughing. Mary says, I don't disagree with Cody, but I very strongly believe all of his children need him. And I sometimes wonder if he realizes that. He doesn't.
You know, when he's talking, when he's saying that shit, Mary, Janelle, all of their kids basically are grown.
Yes.
And Christine only has truly left who's not grown. You know what I
Right.
mean? So he's saying to three of his four wives, your kids don't matter to me because they're not ch young.
Right.
I'd be laughing too.
I would too. It's so ignorant. It's so ignorant. Robin says, I disagree. Kids need their parents for the rest of their lives.
Yep.
That's our positive for Robin today.
Good for Robin because she's right 100%.
She is right. Janelle, I've mentally washed my hands of this conversation.
She has checked the fuck out.
That needs to be made into a shirt.
I
love
know.
It. I love it so much.
Man, let's make that into a shirt and then just point at it when people are being shitty to us. I have mentally checked out of this conversation.
Yep. I love it. We should. We
Oh
should.
Oh my God. Merch
oh,
alert.
Man. During a part of this like scene here, Cody says something about there's a bitterness that I have in what I feel is unfair to me while trying to go through this process and do the best to make it fair for everyone else. And then he follows it with, there's more for me to consider here than Christine and her needs.
And Christine's not even the person talking to him.
I know.
Like, it was Janelle and Mary and Robin who were saying these things to him.
It's not Christine and her needs. It's Isabel and her needs.
Correct. Right.
It has nothing to do with Christine. And he has brought everything back to Christine.
The fact that he has all these kids and he's still sitting there saying, this is unfair for me.
Yes.
Is wild to me.
It's crazy. He's crazy.
Ugh, he's awful.
He is. He is.
Like, I think I said this last week, but like, I feel like he just gets worse and worse as episodes go by. And I don't know if he was always this bad or what, because he's fucking awful. He's awful.
He is. I agree.
The stuff that he says is so off the wall.
It really makes me wonder if it is just him recently or if it was just the editing difference.
Right.
Yeah.
Like if recently he's just fucking cracked.
Right. And if it is editing, can we see the other clips that you cut out?
Can we see the cutting room floor from the last 15, from the first 15 seasons or so?
Yes. That'd be great. That'd be great. All right. You ready for the sad?
No. No. Okay. First of all, I posted this on an Instagram story, but I cried the drop of a hat. And this was two very emotional stories, sad emotional, unhappy emotional, but two emotional stories in one episode, one right after the other. These dirty ass editors knew exactly what they were doing, getting me all in my feels. First.
Back to back. No time to recover.
None.
Yep.
Nope.
So it shows Mary in her car. She's heading to her mom's. Her mom's in the hospital. She got sick. She went to the hospital 2 days ago and they found out she was having a heart attack. She said it's not looking good. She has a 5-hour trip ahead of her. And then she says her mom's only 76.
I know.
I didn't realize she was that young.
That's terrible.
Yes. I would like to know why she didn't go to the hospital 2 days ago.
I wondered that too. I thought that was weird.
I thought it was weird. Yes.
I mean, maybe she didn't think, maybe she thought because she was 76, because in a few minutes she says this was also unexpected.
Yes. Yes.
Maybe she thought, okay, well, she's going to be okay. You know what I mean? It's a heart attack, but like they're going to get her fixed up and whatever. And then when it looked like they weren't getting her fixed up, then she got in her car to come there.
Yes.
Listen, as much as I have lots of beef with Mary. However, she is probably going to kick herself for the rest of her life that she didn't leave 2 days earlier.
Oh, yeah, she is.
And I feel bad about that.
Yep. It's just one of those things.
Right.
So an hour into the trip, she gets a call from her sister that her mom has passed away.
Okay. Why did her sister call her while she was driving?
I don't know. I don't know, because she like can hardly drive. She's crying. I mean, as anybody would be.
Why didn't they just wait until she got there and then tell her? Holy shit.
I don't know.
Listen, if something happens while I'm driving in a car, do not tell me. Wait until I get there.
I know. Listen, I've had to tell you news before and I called you and said, hey, is Aaron there? Are you alone? And you're like, what's wrong? Tell me what happened.
Listen, don't even tell me that. Just act like everything is hunky fucking dory until I get there and then be like, guess what? It's over.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? I need you to tell me that when I'm there.
I know better than to call you in a car and tell you something terrible.
Yes. Oh my God.
Man. So Mary is in tears, like sobbing in the car. And she says, I don't know how to do this. It's so unexpected and quick.
I kept like thinking to myself, please pull over. Pull over.
I know. Please I don't know how over. She just kept driving.
Have a good cry and then get back in the car.
And then take a deep breath and
drive.
Step
outside into that open desert, whatever, and just let a scream rip and then get back in the car and keep going. You know what I mean?
Yes. Let it out. She goes on to say that her mom was the most giving person. She was her dad's first wife. She says that there were separations in her family. Like otherwise
I thought that
leaving.
Was interesting.
I did too. I went and then she said that her mom had a really hard time with it because she wanted to grow old with her sister wives. I wonder if that's why Mary doesn't leave.
Yeah. That's a good point. I didn't think about that.
Janelle said she had a lot of affection for her. Cody says He's brokenhearted about Bonnie's passing, and she's such a blessing to their lives. Robin says she always treated her like she had known her forever, and she always made her feel welcome. Christine says that her mom and Bonnie knew each other and were friends, and that after her mom left the church, which I feel like I didn't know that either.
I didn't know this either.
After Christine's mom left the church, people didn't know what to do with her. She says she didn't know what to do with her. And Bonnie was just always pushing her to reconcile with her mother.
I know. And she was getting really emotional when she said that as well.
She was, yeah.
Probably thinking like, if it weren't for Bonnie, I wouldn't have a this good relationship with my mom, you
Right,
know.
right.
I feel like obviously you can't live your life in a way that like you don't let people into your life because you're afraid that someday they'll die. However, in a situation like this, because we've seen this, we just saw this happen with Janelle's mom as well. It's like because there are so many grandparents, you know, involved, there are all these extra chances for somebody that you've grown close to in some way
Yes.
to pass away when they're older, and then, you know, your kids have to deal with that and you have to deal with that. And you know what I'm saying? Like, it just is a real bummer.
Yes, it is. It's awful.
Yeah.
Mary is at someone's house
Her eyes, she looked like she'd been crying for days.
for days. For
Oh,
days, that poor girl. Oh my God.
I know. I felt really bad for her.
She says, I'm so, and it was the same day. She said, I'm so sad. I just don't even know what to do. She said that Leo and Audrey had come down and they were there all day. And she said it was really good to have them there. She says that there's a lot that she has to figure out now about the future because it's going to be so different because her mom was always there, has always been there.
I know.
It's awful.
Awful. I liked her mom.
I did too. Me
Yeah.
too. McKelty's in labor. It is now April 3rd. She's in labor. They're getting Robin on a Zoom call and they're discussing her like getting dressed from a shower or something.
That was weird.
It was weird, right?
Yeah, it was weird. Do you think it's like fucking lame that Robin didn't come there?
Like I do and I don't
Yeah.
because of all of their COVID protocols and the fact that I think that some of them stem from Robin. I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
I'm glad that she actually did the Zoom call though and
Yeah.
like did the whole stayed like the whole time and stuff like that. I think it was
Right.
important to McKelty.
I think so too. And she does genuinely seem to care,
Yes.
which is another point for Robin. Okay.
Yes.
Is that she did get emotional talking about it, and she was sobbing when the baby was born. You could see her
Yes.
in the little on the screen.
She was also like interacting the entire time.
Yes, right. Which I would have lost interest. It's no offense, but like I would have lost interest. I'd have been playing fucking the cat game on my phone. Do you know what I'm
Right.
saying? Like
Yeah.
I would have lost interest halfway
Yeah, but
through.
do you think that like if Olivia asked you to come to her birth and you had to do it over Zoom, do you
I
think you
don't
would have
know.
lost interest, you know?
Maybe not, maybe not. If it was my own kids, I wouldn't have lost interest, but I also would have been there. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right. That's what I mean. If it was like Olivia or something.
Also, if it was Olivia, I would have gone. Do you know what I'm saying?
I know.
Like
I'm just saying, if there was
but
some
I'm
reason,
saying, like
okay.
even if it was like mid-COVID, I probably would have gone
I
anyway,
mean, I would
especially
have
for a
gone
home
too.
birth. You know what I mean? Like you don't have to worry
Right.
about the hospital rules and
That's the part that I feel like she should have been there, you
If you
know?
don't, I guess, like to me, it's like if you don't have to fly because it's only a couple of hours, so you
Right.
don't even have to get out of your car. Do you know what I mean? You pump your gas outside, you're not coming in contact with anybody. You know what I mean? And back in the
Right.
day, whenever like we did not know what was going on with COVID, I put a mask on when I got out of my car to pump my gas,
Right.
you know? So put a mask on,
She could have
pump the
just put a mask
gas.
on. Yeah.
I would have worn a mask if I needed, if I felt more comfortable or whatever, to be able to be there for like Olivia having a baby or something like that.
Yes. I mean, I would have just, I mean, figured
I
it
mean, it's
out.
just weird. It's just weird to me.
I would
I
have
don't
just
know.
quarantined from Cody when I got back, you know?
That's exactly the problem, though, right? Is that Cody didn't want her to go.
That's the problem. And you know that he was probably like, well, if you come back, you're going to have to quarantine away from your kids.
Exactly. He's
Yeah.
so fucking controlling.
He
Oh,
is.
I love how we're just imagining scenarios and then getting even more pissed off at him.
I know. He's the worst, though. He's the worst. Oh, man.
Oh my God.
So McKelty says that she thinks it's weird for her dad to be at the birth and that
Agree.
I agree too.
Hard agree.
She's a lot closer and bonded to Christine and Robin than she is Janelle and Mary. And then she says the thing that all women should say when they're giving birth. I wanted to make sure that my birth was about me.
That's right. You're fucking right.
And not anybody fucking else. Go home, people. Okay.
Also, maybe she's not close to Mary because Mary, you know, S shamed her about the clothes she was wearing.
Yes.
Just a thought.
I am glad that she says that and said that, and I'm glad that she feels that way because that's how it should be when you're giving birth.
I 100%
It
agree.
should be about you and only you and nobody else.
That's right.
I mean, and the
Yep.
baby, but you know, like
But like you,
your birth experience
right.
should be tailored to what you want.
That's exactly right. You are doing the hardest work giving birth to a
Yeah.
baby,
Oh, yeah.
you know? And she's doing that without an epidural or anything. So, like, give me that epidural. All right.
Listen, I loved my epidurals with both of my children.
Yes.
I will say though, because with Elijah, the epidural had like worn off. If I didn't have back labor, I could have gone
Me
without the
too.
epidural.
Same,
Yes.
same.
The back labor is the worst part.
And fun side effect of having a baby, from the time that I gave birth to my first child, my periods also came with back cramps.
Yes, they do. Oh,
Delightful.
it's fucking terrible.
Yeah, not a fan.
No, I'm not a fan either. I'm not a fan. I am a fan of being pregnant, which I think we've discussed before.
Not I.
I know you're
Not
not.
I.
I
I
also,
thank my lucky stars every day that I am done having kids.
right. I also did not mind being, I don't want to say in labor. I minded being in labor. I did not mind pushing the baby out.
Oh my God, not me. Nightmare.
When you get to that point, though, all you want to do is push because it gives you relief.
Listen, some of my children had real big heads, okay?
I know Liam did. Okay.
Listen, he knows I've told him
Oh,
repeatedly
I
that like
know.
my
I
labor
know.
with him was the worst.
Oh, man. But you can't say that when you were pushing, you get some kind of relief when you're
Yeah,
pushing.
sure, of course, but
Yeah.
I hated everything about pregnancy, being in labor, all the whole nine.
Right.
Loved the baby. The end result was great, but everything leading up to that, not a fan.
Now, I loved being pregnant. Labor sucks, but like pushing the baby out, like I would do it over again. Not a problem.
You could be like a surrogate or something, not me, but you could.
I would have loved to have been a surrogate, but that's a whole other story. So
Oh boy.
another
For
day,
another
folks.
podcast. That's right.
That's when we start back up the Oh, I'm gonna need some privacy for that story.
Listen, someday whenever we hopefully soon, whenever we start the Patreon back up, but someday we're gonna have to have like a higher tier that costs enough money that we know that the people we're talking about aren't gonna pay that amount of money, and then we'll put all that shit in that tier.
Oh, all of the hot goss will go right onto that tier. The hot
That's
goss
right.
of our personal lives.
Listen, to be fair, most of those people aren't even listening to the free episodes, so we could be talking shit about them here too as well.
You're
They would
right.
never know.
Shall we?
No. Oh God. Anywho, carry
God.
on.
All right. So McKelty's still in labor. Beyond all of our talking, she's still in labor. Somebody says McKelty moved in with Robin for a couple of months to help with the kids and around the house.
So not only what does the nanny do, but what does the McKelty do?
Because Robin wasn't working, right?
Right.
Okay. Just making
Right.
sure. Just making
Yes.
sure.
Also, was McKelty homeschooled that she was able to just live there with her, or was she going to school during the day? I don't understand what was happening
Well,
here.
she must have been going to school, but she must have been pulling a Logan and getting up in the morning and helping with the kids.
God.
Yeah. Christine says Robin and McKelty have a special bond, and she says she will always love and respect Robin for her relationship with McKelty.
Okay. I honestly think that Christine is capable of putting aside any hard feelings she might have towards Robin for the sake of her kids
Yes.
and whatever else. Like it doesn't feel fake to me.
No, it doesn't. I just thoroughly enjoy how she worded that.
Yeah.
But no, it doesn't.
Because if I was pissed off at Robin, if I'm Christine and I'm pissed off at Robin, I don't think I would be doing things like adjusting the computer to make sure that she can still see.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? There were little things that she was doing that you could tell she genuinely cared
Yes.
that Robin was able to see what was going on.
It was important to her to like make sure that Robin was included because it was important to McKelty.
That's right. That's right.
Yes. Christine says she doesn't know if Robin knows, but she assumes because Cody moved all his stuff out. Maria is there, Tony's mom.
Okay. Maria looks just like Tony.
Yes. Yes, she does.
It was like Tony split in half and became two human beings. And it was Tony and his mom.
And Maria. Yep. She says it's her first time and she's nervous. And Christine, so excited. She's excited this whole time. Uh-huh. Okay. She says it's hard. It's a little scary. And Tony's like, it's very scary. Tony's like so distraught by all of this stuff that's happening. Tony can't get it
together. Okay. No. As much as I'm not like a huge fan of Tony. I'm not a huge fan of McKelty, if we're just being honest.
Right.
However, he was genuinely uncomfortable or upset with McKelty being in pain.
Yes.
You could see it on his face that he like didn't know how to fix the situation. I've always wondered what that's like, because I've always been the person having the baby. Do you know what I mean? So what's it like for the husband to have to watch someone that you love so much having a baby and you can't do anything to stop that pain? Do you know what I mean?
I don't know.
I feel like Tony's face is what it's like, you know?
I feel like it's when your kids are like sick and there's like nothing you can do to help.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Tony is freaking out because he has never been to a home birth or knew they existed until recently.
That's insane.
Well, Janelle says that she didn't know they existed until she met Cody's family.
Yeah, but that was a long time ago. Like, I feel like with the advent of the internet, don't we know about all the things? Do you know what I mean?
I would think so.
I certainly knew home births existed, even though I didn't have a home birth.
Right. So they go on to talk about what babies they had where. Logan was born in the hospital. This is the only time we see Cody during this, I would like to note. And I'm so glad that they left him out of this part.
I know.
It made it a lot better for us viewers.
It's not about him. Everything about himself.
And that's the thing. He always makes everything about himself. And like, he did not need to be a part of this. I'm glad they left him out.
Right. Good on you, editors. I'm still mad at you for making me cry twice, but good on you.
Right. Christine says 5 of her kids were born at home. Truly was born in the hospital. They were all great experiences. Janelle says she had half and half. She prefers the home births because of the recovery at home. Mary had a home birth. Robin had home births. And then Tony goes into a whole spiel about dropping babies.
Oh my God, I know. Oh
my God.
Of all the things to be concerned about.
That's what he's concerned about. And he is like legit concerned about it too.
You know, I feel like that's a pretty real fear though, because you know, people who've never been like around a baby, they're always like, I'm going to squish it. I'm going to break it. Yes. I'm going to drop it. You know what I mean? So
22 hours later, she's still in labor. Robin is talking about how she can't get through contractions without Tony because he's massaging her back. And I know how much you love that.
Oh,
love that. People touching you while you're in labor.
I'm sorry, but I would have punched him right in his face if he tried to touch me while some labor. I didn't even want Aaron to look at me or talk to me or anything. Like, you did this to me.
You did this to me.
I'm here because of you. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
You just get to sit over there with your not pain having self and watch this whole thing go down.
Yes.
Okay. So don't touch me.
Then they talk about her water breaking on the toilet.
They sure do.
In like details.
Also,
there's no holding back.
Well, Christine said something like, you know, that her water broke over the toilet, how great that was. Like, all the water doesn't just come out at once. She's got to get off the toilet at some point.
Some people's do.
What?
My water all came shooting out at the same time.
My water broke at home with one of my kids, and it wasn't like a one-time deal. It was like, not to get graphic, but like
it was like a trickle. Also, they can't see that little twinkly finger motion you just did across the screen there.
I know. Listen, but I'm saying like, it wasn't like a one shot deal. Like it was hours.
My water broke with Elijah in the hospital when I sat up to get the epidural.
Uh-huh.
And it was like a waterfall off the side of the bed onto the nurse's shoes that was standing in front of me. I felt terrible. And I just kept apologizing to her and the doctors behind me trying to give me an epidural.
McKelty says though, that it wasn't that much Tony does or something.
Right. Yeah. Did you also notice she had a bucket in front of her?
I did notice that. I sure did. I surely did.
So 24 hours into labor, she makes the major transition to 8 centimeters.
Mm-hmm.
They then flip her over on her back.
Yes.
And I don't understand why.
I don't understand why either, because every like home birth type situation I've ever seen, that's the time when you want to get up and let that baby come down. Do you know what I mean?
Gravity, you know, it's actually a really bad position to be in labor. Like when you're actually pushing the baby out.
That's why people have home births so that they don't have to lay on their back.
Yeah. They were like, let's get you in position.
Also, wasn't she on the floor?
Yeah, she was.
That seems so fucking uncomfortable to be on your back on the floor.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay. Are we going to talk about the screaming in the apartment?
Oh, no, we can't.
Okay. She's in labor for 24 hours and is like screaming for a bulk of this, and she lives in an apartment. Like, did they go around and say, "Hey, just so you know, no one's being murdered over here tomorrow. We're just in labor and we're having the baby at home." Do you know what I'm saying?
Maybe. But also maybe it's like way more common there, and that they could go to their neighbors and be like, "Hey, I'm having a home birth."
I feel like you would have to, because if I heard someone just continuously screaming, I would call the cops.
Right. I would too.
Like, so there's a lady being murdered next door. Do you
Right.
know what I mean?
Right. There's a lot of grunting happening.
Yes.
Yeah.
And not like in a good way. Like, this is not good. Like, this lady
Yeah.
is genuinely being murdered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So after they flip her over and she starts pushing, they can see the head.
Oh my God. And then Christine takes a picture.
And then Christine takes a picture and shows it to Robin.
I would die.
I would die too. Mid-birth, I would die.
Oh, me too. And you're a lot more like, you're like a lot less easily embarrassed than I am, and you would still be like, "Please,
Don't take a
can we get a
picture of
grip
my
here?"
vagina, please.
Seriously, while
Listen,
I'm giving birth.
if she was there, fine.
Right, that's one thing.
And honestly, if you want to hold the camera down, but like, don't take a picture.
Why didn't she just move the laptop down or something?
I don't need like a permanent evidence of
God,
my vagina,
that
a
shit
baby
is
coming
in
out of
the
my vagina.
cloud. That's in the
Yes,
cloud,
that
okay?
shit transfers immediately.
That's up
No,
there floating around, all right?
I don't need that. I don't need that.
Also, you can't be doing that with my phone because the iPad is logged into the same account. So
Right.
it just immediately loads to the iPad where my daughter's playing
That
games.
shit syncs up.
So that's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Oh, no. God. She talks about at one point her head is yo-yoing.
Yes.
What? Why do you say it like that?
Had some PTSD.
You mean for the hours that Avery's head was yo-yoing when you were in
I pushed
labor?
for 3 hours with my first child. So that's too much. It's too much.
Did his head yo-yo the entire time? I feel like it
However,
probably did.
yeah. However, freaking McKelty only pushed for like 10 minutes
10 fucking minutes. I mean,
for a first baby.
for a first baby, that's insane. And with my second, I pushed for I don't even know how long, like 10 minutes or
Right.
something. But
Right.
I pushed for 2 hours with Lige.
Wait, is she still pregnant or does she have her second kids?
She has not had the twins yet. She just posted today with baby shower. I don't know. Everybody got together. She said she's 31 weeks.
Oh, okay. Because
So,
that labor is going to be fast if her
yes.
first labor was 10 minutes of pushing.
So she was talking because somebody asked, and she was talking about how they're allowing her to start labor naturally. And then if things go south, they'll do a C-section, but she could potentially give birth vaginally with the twins.
Wait, so she's not having a home birth, I'm assuming.
No, not with twins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially after which you're getting ready to get to it, but Avalon had the cord wrapped around her.
Yes.
So I would be terrified to have another home birth after that.
Yeah, me too. Me
Yeah.
too. So Avalon's heart rate drops, and the midwife's like, "She needs to come out. You got to push." And then
That
Christine
midwife is not
says,
fucking around.
"No, she wasn't. You could tell she was fucking experienced. Okay,
Yeah,
60,000
that's
babies,
right.
I believe it."
60,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
Christine says the cord was wrapped around 3 or 4 times, which I feel like is a lot of times to be wrapped around.
Was she small?
No, she was 8 pounds.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So Avalon's born. She is fucking adorable.
I
Oh
know.
my God. Full head of hair. She's so cute.
Yes. See, this is what I mean. The baby is fine. It's all the things leading up to it that I'm not about.
Avalon Asa Padron.
Yes.
So then they talk about her pushing for 10 minutes. And Christine says that watching McKelty in pain is worse than watching Madison in pain.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
She does
I
say
get
that she
it.
feels like it's the whole biological mom part, which I get. I
Yeah.
get. I
Yeah.
just thought it was funny that she said that.
Yeah.
Truly's there.
Yes. Yeah.
She's like, oh, she has so much hair.
Yeah. I wonder if Truly was in there at all. She didn't
I
seem
doubt
like it.
it. I doubt it.
Yeah.
Although, well, she was older, but Aspen was in there when Truly was born.
R well.
Yeah. She was older though, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and there were some people in there when Madison had Axel. Were there kids in there?
I don't think so. No, because they were waiting outside the door, remember? They were
Yeah.
like sitting on the floor outside the door
It was only like two of them out there. I just can't remember who.
when Rush was born.
Rush brushing much.
Yep. Christine says it's so humbling to watch her kids become parents. And then it shows Avalon's birth stats. April 5th, 2021, 8 pounds, 14 ounces, 20.5 inches long.
So she's almost 9 pounds. Like, I mean, she's like not 8 pounds. She's like 8 pounds and then some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's almost exactly what Olivia weighed. So Olivia was watching this end part with me. I was like, oh, that baby's the size of you when you were born. Because she was like, that baby's big. And I was like, yeah, that baby's the size of you when you were born.
Yes, welcome to it.
Yep. Next time on, they're telling the sister wives.
Okay. I can't wait to see how this goes down.
So they're telling them individually. Like I thought they were just going to get on a Zoom call and tell everybody at the same time.
I honestly thought they were going to all sit around in a circle like they
Or
did that
that,
time that
yeah.
Janelle told Cody to go fuck himself.
Yes. Oh
You
man.
know what I mean? And then have the conversation that way.
Honestly, it's probably better this way. I wonder if Cody is at all three of them or just Janelle's house.
I don't know.
Because when they show Robin, Robin's like, I thought this is what you're going to talk to me about.
Right.
As if Christine's the only one there.
And also, I don't know how I feel about doing it individually because then she
Three
has to psych
times.
herself up and tell them this three times, you know?
Yeah. Yep. Mary's not happy about it.
Well, Mary needs to go on with her bad self because she should have left a long time ago.
Yes, she should have. And then Janelle asking the questions, you know?
Yeah.
She asks about Shrewdly. And then Christine says the dumbest thing she could possibly say.
Yes, she does.
She could have worded this way different. She should have
You're
worded this
absolutely
different.
right because this will come back. He will just bring this up and
Yes.
bring it up.
Yes. She says she'll be fine. It will be hard taking her from Cody. And Cody immediately, you can't take her from me because we'll have to have shared custody. It'll have to be 50-50. It does not have to be 50-50, sir. Clearly, you haven't Googled shit.
First of all,
Okay.
it's not 50-50 now, okay? You don't see her half the time now. And second of all, I wonder if he's even on the birth certificate because they talked before about how, like,
Right.
you
I
know,
don't
it's kind of
know.
iffy. So, like, what are you going to do? Take her to court to get to prove paternity and then take her to court for 50-50?
I mean, probably. I
She's
mean,
12 or
listen,
whatever. She can decide for herself.
you know how DSS works. Before they get child support, they have to prove paternity.
I don't think they have to do that if you're already married and shit, but they're not married, you know.
Yeah, they did it with Joey. They did it.
What?
Yeah, they did it.
Oh
They
my
had to
God, I didn't remember that.
we had to prove paternity before we could continue,
Like
which
through a birth certificate
he
or?
yeah, he's on the birth
Oh,
certificate clearly,
I
so
thought you meant like he had to go in and get a
No,
DNA test done
but
or
we
something.
like if he wasn't on the birth certificate, he would have had
Yeah.
to prove it that way. Yep.
Wild.
Yeah. Christine, she says, "Well, hell." I wish she had a southern accent. Well, hell.
I know.
She says, well, hell, he could have had 50-50 time with us the whole fucking time we lived here.
Yes, she did.
Oh, man.
Yes, she did. It was juicy.
It was juicy. I can't wait. Next week, I feel like it's going to be a lot of juice, a lot of cursing. I'm excited about it.
I will say this. I'm here for the drama, like generally speaking. I like reality TV shows because I like the drama, even if it's manufactured, which this is not manufactured. But I did appreciate, even though I'm mad at them for making me cry, I did appreciate this break in between drama and more drama where we saw like the regular life stuff a little bit. You know what
Yes.
I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. If only they'd catch up to present day instead of still being in April of 2021.
I know. Are they skipping over the summer? Do you
I don't
think they'll
know.
skip the summer?
I don't know.
I wonder if they
Listen,
will.
I don't want them to catch up to the point where they don't have anything to film and then we don't have new episodes. Don't get me wrong, but like, can we catch up a little bit?
Right. I mean, usually we're watching like the end of the previous year,
Right.
not the beginning of the previous year.
Yes,
So,
exactly.
yeah,
Right.
I don't know. I mean, I'm ready for him to catch up too, but also don't skip any juice.
Don't skip the juicy stuff. I'm here for it.
Yes.
I'm interested to see how they do this once Christine actually leaves in terms of how they film it and stuff.
Me too.
And what there is left to talk about once Christine leaves, you know?
Yes.
Because they got so many more viewers in these last couple of years now that they've had this like drama. And before that, it was just like they're about their everyday life. So if they go back to that, they're not going to have as many people watching.
Maybe Mary will leave or Janelle.
Mary will never.
She'll never leave. She won't.
Janelle should.
Maybe it'll be about Christine's user boyfriend.
Jesus. Yeah, totally. Do you know, I feel like Janelle doesn't leave because she likes her life of independence and the way that her kids are and whatever else. So whether she's there or not, her life is still going to be the same.
She's satisfied with what she has. She
Right.
just has to occasionally deal with Cody.
Right. And I would imagine that once her kids are gone, that all of them are gone, he's not gonna, and not that he comes over there any very much now, but like, what's the reason for him to come over there if they don't have like a sex life or anything?
Right.
And then she's got all this freedom to go and visit her adult kids and stuff like she's doing now without having to deal with the divorce and the drama and the whatever, you know?
When does Savannah graduate?
Is she Isabel's age?
You don't know.
I don't know. I'm guessing.
Well, she was five the first season.
Right. And Isabel was a little older because Savannah was the only kid home.
So she's 17
Okay.
because that was 2010. So she probably graduates this year or graduated this year, I mean.
Graduated. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which leaves Truly of the first three wives.
Yeah.
Right. Do you think Aspen's ever going to have kids?
That's a good question.
I wonder.
I assumed that she would because she was always so like motherly with the other kids, but maybe
Right.
she did her time taking care of other kids and wants some,
Right.
freedom. All right. Well, that's all we got for this week.
That's it. That's everything.
We heard from a couple people saying they were okay with this format. So let us know if you like it or you don't like it. Whether you like it or not, this is the format for at least a little while, but we're digging it because it's a little easier on the amount of time it takes to take notes, which gives us more time to actually be able to record and edit and all of that. So
Yes, it has actually provided us an opportunity to watch the episode twice as well.
yes,
So that's fun.
which is good because then I feel like we catch more,
Yeah, I
this
think
way.
so.
So,
I think so.
let us know what you think. And yeah, that's it. So, all right. Well, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye,
Whale
y'all.
hail.
Well, hell. Nice knowing you. Oh, bless.
Hell's bells. That's your favorite.
Is.
Oh,
Oh,
shit.
God.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.